T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, all right, it's Mayor Monday.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is.
We bring in first selectmen, mayors, town managers, whoever will talk with us. And Lenny Assard's been the first selectman of the beautiful town of Bethlehem for the last 4 years. He's running unopposed, so he doesn't have a thing to sweat about tomorrow. Lenny, good morning. Congratulations on your reelection.
Good morning, and thank you.
Let us be the first to say that. It's got to be nice that both sides of the aisle have endorsed you to be the first selectman again. I mean, it says to us, that says something about the job that you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's good to be elected, but it's even more satisfying to be reelected and to be endorsed by both major political parties I really appreciate that, and it's really good. I mean, we're a small town, and you know that there's a lot of good people in town, no matter whether they have a D or an R after their name. So it. Partisan politics doesn't play a very big role here in town.
It's a fairly affluent town. Median family income, $78,000. That ain't bad.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
What made you want to run? Go ahead, Raymond. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, and there are about 3,000 people, and new census coming up, so it'll probably be more.
Yeah, we're probably around 3,600 or 3,700 people.
Okay.
But that hasn't grown much, and over the last 10 years, it's been pretty stable.
You did some things in town government before you decided to run for first selectman. What pushed you in that direction?
Well, I started out as first selectman back in 1977, and it was just a community service type thing that most everybody did in town. And you know, I was a volunteer fireman for a while. My father served on the Board of Education for 26 years, and as we were growing up, my mother and father both taught us that you have to give something back. So I was first selectman from 77 to 87. And then when my kids were small, it was time to spend more time with them rather than in town hall. So I got sentenced to the Board of Finance, and I was on the Board of Finance from 87 to 2013 when I ran for first selectman again.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So this is this will be your fourth term in your second tour of duty, right?
Correct.
13, 15, 17, yeah, fourth term. So.
Yeah. So that's the.
How has the town changed from when you first, way back when you took over the helm back in the 70s?
Well, it was really, it still is a part-time town. Our town offices are only open part-time. But what's changed is a lot more reporting and interference by the state and federal government, I would say. I'm not sure if it's interference or not, but it seems that way.
Well, no, they throw all these regulations and things you have to do, and they don't send any money along with it.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the most difficult thing for us is trying to put a budget together when we don't know what the state is going to be or not going to be.
Right.
And the state budget doesn't come out until after we're done, so you really have to take some pretty educated, or I hope they're educated guesses, and sometimes we're right, sometimes we're not.
How concerned, Lenny, and we're talking with Lenny Assard, the first selectman of Bethlehem, who will be reelected tomorrow. He's running unopposed, endorsed by both the Republicans and the Democrats in Bethlehem, which, if you don't know, is in Torrington County.
Litchfield County.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's near Torrington. Litchfield County. So how concerned are you about the fact that you don't have money from the state to plow roads and do those kind of things if bad weather strikes?
Well, the town aid road money hasn't come in yet, but our budget is built such that we'll be okay until we get toward the end of the fiscal year. And if we don't get that $200,000, then we'll be just $200,000 short in revenues, and we'll have to take that out of our fund balance, out of our savings, in order to get the work done. I mean, we have to do the work. There's no question about that.
When was the last time you had to do that? Take it from one fund into the other fund. Have you had to do that recently?
A couple of years ago, we had to do that when we thought we were not going to get this at the ECS, my education cost sharing money,
right,
when that
right.
was cut from $1 million down to $150,000. So we took a lot of money out of our fund balance to take care of that. But then eventually, when the budget was finally passed, we got that money back.
So. What? How are your schools doing? Because a lot of smaller towns tend to be losing population. In fact, a lot of towns, period, are losing school-age kids.
we are losing some school. That we're in part of Region 14, and we're losing kids population. But there's a seems to be a little bit of a shift in population where we're getting more of the students, and Woodbury's losing some. So we're picking up a bigger share of the budget.
Where do the kids go? Woodbury High?
No, well, it's Nanawag Regional High.
Nanawag, that's right. I should have known that.
Great name.
As a sports, I love that name.
It's a it's an Indian name, but it's a great great ag school. It's one of the top ones in the country.
Really? And, well, then speaking about the economy of Bethlehem, how much of it is farm? How much of it is commuters? What's going on?
Most of it is commuters, but there's a few dairy farms left, and the ones that are here are still pretty viable. And I think they're going to stay for a while.
It'd be a nice
thing. There's a lot of smaller farmers that do hay and raise crops and, you know, have a few beef animals and sell a lot of hay to the...
So it's not necessarily their living, but it's a supplement.
Exactly. Well, yeah. It may be a loss.
They're still
doing a great thing by keeping the land open.
Farming.
Puff out your chest and tell us about the Bethlehem Fair.
Here we go.
The Bethlehem Fair, we had that. It's always the weekend after Labor Day.
Right.
And it's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's a great family fair. It's been going on. I think we're in our 75th or 78th year, something like that. So, I'm involved with that as well, but the town's not involved. It's not a town organization.
Right.
It's an agricultural society.
And I would think at the holiday time with the name Bethlehem, you guys must be heavily invested into the Christmas season.
Oh, God,
well, we do have a Christmastown festival, and it's our 39th one coming up in the first weekend in December. And, it goes Friday night and Saturday, and Santa Claus is here, and there's about 75 vendors that come, and they're all juried so that you have to be selected to be here. So it's mostly Christmas crafts, and they have stuff for the kids to do. Santa Claus is here. They have horse-drawn hay rides and music and face painting.
Sounds like fun.
A lot of food vendors to come, too, and there's free parking and shuttle buses. Cars can park at the fairground, and buses bring you into the center of town, and it's all decorated up. The tree lighting is at 6 o'clock on Friday, so it's really quite nice.
So if I'm coming in there for the Christmas festival in the center of town, where are places I can eat?
There's several places. The Painted Pony just recently opened again. There's Nick's Country Kitchen. And there's Olivia right in the center of the festival.
Okay.
And you can eat at the festival as well.
Nick's Country Kitchen sounds like a breakfast place, is it?
It is. Ugh. Well, it's open all day, but it started out as a breakfast place, but it's open all night, too, and they have...
Cool.
So it's a good place to go. The Painted Pony is a good place to go, and Olivia's is a good place to go.
Painted Pony. That sounds interesting. That sounds like our kind of place.
It is.
You know?
Kind of place is, but...
Place that has food and alcohol in it. That's what we like.
Well, you'll find that. I don't think you'll find too much alcohol at the festival unless it's somebody's back pocket. But
No. We won't do that.
You know what? It's good to hear those traditions continue, even in these days. Oh, that's funny. Well, Lenny, thanks for being on with us this morning. We appreciate it. Again, congratulations on your reelection to your fourth term. How many terms did you serve the first time?
Five.
So you just like nine times. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The town, right?
Well, you must be doing a hell of a job for both sides of the aisle to say we want you. So thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
That was fun.
Lenny Assard.
And don't forget, you can also get your Christmas cards and such postmarked up there.
In Bethlehem. Oh, it's huge.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Do you still send Christmas cards?
No.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.